I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is a bonus episode, which means you can listen to the first several minutes for free. And if you would like to listen to more, join the Patreon family. The link is in the show notes. We're coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week I'm joined by my co-host, Gray Haas, and
we are doing life together. Hallie, that's the best we've ever done it.
We were really synced up. I feel good about it.
Really? I mean, maybe this is just going to be a totally in sync type of episode. I love NSYNC, by the way. One of my favorite bands I think they were around before I was born.
But I'm not that innocent.
I just love the oldies.
They're good. They're really good.
How are you, Hallie? What's going on?
Well, I wanted to bring it up with you, not to just, you know, kick it off too quick. And I don't mean to make it about me, but I found a book in my son Day's bedroom. And I really thought I should bring it up to you in case you've heard of it. It's about rewilding masculinity. It's called The Flowering Wand.
The Flowering Wand?
The Flowering Wand, Rewilding the Sacred Masculine, a book by somebody named Sophie Strand. And like I turn it over and it's talking about a deep exploration of the regenerative and magical secrets of sacred masculinity that's, you know, hidden in familiar myths, ancient, modern.
Let me see
reveals
this.
Reveals the, here.
Oh my goodness, Hallie. Luna King's Trans Species Magicians.
Oh no.
And Rhizomatic Harpists.
Oh no.
What in the heck is this?
My teenage son is reading this, Gray. What is happening to him, and how do I talk to him about this? I don't even understand what any of these words mean.
It reveals the restorative fungi archetype of Osiris, the Orphic mysteries as an underground mycelium linking forest and people, how Dionysus teaches us about invasive species and playful sexuality. Oh my gosh.
No, these are false gods.
And the ecology of Jesus as depicted in his nature-focused parables.
Nature-focused parables?
I don't think he had any nature-focused parables except ones about sheep.
He had the widow's mite. That was about a poor lady. He had the virgin running out of oil. That was about, well, essentially another female in a state of lack.
That was like a pro-oil one.
Well, yeah. I don't know, Hallie.
I don't even want to crack this book, and I don't really want to know what's in it. But
maybe you should, so you can work with your teens who come to Climax. I mean, if these boys are out there reading this in the streets, willy-nilly, I mean, who knows what's next?
I have a feeling that most teens are not reading Rewilding the... What is this called?
The Flowering Wand. What is a flowering wand? Is that a man thing?
I don't even want to know. I just don't
a
even
wand.
Know. You know, Hallie, I think this is a good time to remind everyone that Steve talked about this
awesome.
Week.
Yeah.
And it's just the perfect bookend to this sick book. And you having, obviously a sick in the head teen at the moment. But Steve's message this week was all about reclaiming real masculinity
and what it means
to be a real man.
For those of you who were here at the weekend services, it was called Saving Your Sons from Soft. And you can stream it online too if you missed it live. But it was talking about this idea of the sacred mystery of masculinity.
It was so delightful, wasn't it?
It was an awesome message. And you know what? I realize that I always think about, you know, different feminine issues because I'm a female and stuff. And I realize that I've never really asked myself about the mystery of masculinity. And wow, there must be so much that we don't know that is unknown to us within the male psyche and spirituality and physicality and all of that
stuff.
Well,
Hallie, if you ever have any questions, I'm happy to talk about masculinity to you or anyone else, because I think you're right. I think men don't really get our time to, you know, be focused on with all the important things that are going on internally, because, you know, most men are the strong, silent types. And I think that's a good thing. Sometimes you don't get a lot because men are just dealing with stuff in such cool ways. But, you know, I'm an open book. I'm happy to share whatever if you had any questions about just what it is to be a man.
I've got so many questions. Would you say that masculinity is such a mystery because, you know, you all aren't big talkers? You don't get chatty about the way you feel, and maybe you have no feelings at all.
Well, I think about the masculinity is kind of like, how would I put this? If you knew... How would I put this? I guess I would say... masculinity is almost like a shared code. It's a brotherhood that exists between men.
A shared code.
And you don't need to explain it to other non-men.
Oh, okay.
You just have to know it and show it.
Awesome.
And so I really think of masculinity as being something that we don't have to talk about, because we are walking with our masculinity and practicing our masculinity every single day. Think about the NBA, Hallie. You don't want to hear LeBron James talk about how he dunks a basketball. You just want to see him dunk a basketball.
True.
And I think that is masculinity, and we all share kind of the cheat code for that.
Oh,
just by
cool.
being men.
Just an emotional shorthand?
An emotional shorthand. That's a good way. That's a good way a non-man would put it.
Aha. Okay, see, that's me. That's on me. Me trying to put it into a language. Look at that. I tried to put it into a more feminine language by bringing emotion into it. I mean, do you even experience emotions as a man? How would you even describe the way you feel internally?
Well, we do experience emotions, Hallie, but the cool thing about being a man is that there's only a few emotions you really need, and the rest you can ignore.
Is that right?
And I think most of those emotions are going into things like providing, protecting, pretending, and presenting.
Wow, all things that start with PR.
And those, if the emotions don't fall under one of those categories, I'm going, that's an emotion I don't need. I'm not going to even pay attention to it.
And when you ignore an emotion, how does that go? I feel like I try to do that all the time and I stuff it down and explode later.
Oh no, that never happens to me, Hallie. I think as men, we just use those emotions. If they're negative emotions, we just... I wouldn't say we're putting them anywhere we're not forcing them down. We're actually using them just to make stronger, better, faster choices.
Turning it into action.
Exactly.
We want to see you dunk the ball, not talk about
it. You want to see the dunks, Hallie.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just how men are.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You say the dunks are, you know, how do you describe success? Is it relational? Is it wealth? Is it, you know, a sports car, a ring on your finger, a big Roth IRA?
No, Hallie, it's none of those material things.
Awesome.
The cool thing is that all those material things follow all the other things that we're providing. So I would say, like, when we're doing the four PIs, you know, provide, protect, pretend, and present.
Public relations.
I think that we're doing those things for our communities, for our families, for our beliefs, and then God rewards us mightily when we are able to do those things. Does this make sense?
Yes. It is really untying the knots. It's unraveling the story. It's really revealing what is a great mystery.
So when, you know, Day yes. wants to drag his little flower wand through the garden and try to churn up a bunch of stuff about, you know, Dionysus and who is the other one?
Odysseus?
Something
that
Tyrannus
sounds like
something.
An awful false god.
Who cares? But I just really think that, you know, what Day is doing is it's what Steve said. Men now, and all of culture is just keeps ramming this down our throats, they're just trying to make us more ladylike.
Oh, no.
And I will tell you, we don't need more ladylike men, do we, Hallie?
No, we need ladies who behave like ladies, who sound like ladies, who
yes.
feel like ladies, who look like ladies, who act like ladies, frankly.
Speaking, you know, something that happened this week, Hallie, that really put a smile on my face, especially after Steve's, you know, anti-soft sermon, was just this new Speaker of the House we got. Have you checked him out?
He's awesome. He is a far right leaning Christian nationalist. I mean, these are all such good words.
Finally, a win. And I loved when they asked him, "Hey, what are your issues? What do you believe in?" He goes, "Easy, the Bible."
Awesome.
That's all you need to know about me. Mm-hmm. I believe in whatever's in the Bible is how I'm going to govern this modern country. And I just love that.
The fact that he got into office and is just 2 heartbeats away from the presidency, the Oval Office, is real evidence to the power of prayer. Because I believe we prayed in a new Speaker of the House to represent our Christian nation. And, you know, speaking of ladies behaving and sounding and looking like ladies, I just saw an awesome interview with his wife who sounds almost exactly like the Duggar wife, where she kind of has the voice where she talks about submitting to her husband in a way that is really clear.
So
that
clear.
She is submissive, that she is, you know, when a Christian man loves a woman well, she just opens up like a flower and you start to hear it in her voice, you know? She's femme. She's subservient, submissive. She's attractive. And honestly, she's cared for. When I saw her behavior, I said, now that is a Christian woman.
I didn't like that she was taller than him, but I do like that. I do like it, but she does kind of sound like Minnie Mouse, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's kind of like Minnie Mouse, which also That's awesome. I mean, well, who doesn't love Disney? Well, except for the movies that don't honor God. But, you know, the parks are still a real nice time and a good, wholesome, you know, fun thing. All you have to do is give up your fingerprint and data to Disney. And I say, have at it.
Not anymore, Hallie. Did you hear, though, that, like, Disney's gone woke?
Is that right?
Oh, totally. Oh, they were trying to do something called like 300 days of gay.
Oh, what?
Where 300 days out of the year at the park were going to be gay days.
Excuse me?
And that is why, you know, Ron DeSantis, he wanted to shut Disney down, basically.
Well,
but yeah,
good.
300, I mean, we only have 300 and whatever days a year.
Barely any.
And they're trying to just take 300 and make them into a gay thing. Of course, you know, this is what happens with woke.
And scene. If you want the rest of this episode and lots more bonus content ad-free, the best way is to join our Patreon or Apple Premium. You'll get perks like behind-the-scenes pods, voicemails from Gray and Hallie, and you'll join a community. These bonus episodes that we make for you, we will be bringing you things like Day Labonte hijacking the feed with his insights and interviews, or our favorite return guests, and we'll even share live shows with you and more. And I know you hear this stuff all the time, like, hey, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could really make a huge difference for us in our ability to keep bringing you laughs, but it's really true. And hey, it's me, Hallie. I'm personally asking you to support the arts and bolster the thing that you love that brings you joy. If we had 1% of our listeners support us, it would be an absolute dream come true. So give it a try and become a supporter on Patreon or Apple Premium or Supporting Cast. Any which way you want to do it, all the links are in the show notes. And thanks for considering it. And thanks again for listening to Mega.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.